this club's about winning trophies. I'm inexperienced in a lot of those things.
And you win it, the new European champions, the treble, the dream come true for you.
Oh, I can't believe that. I can't believe that. Football, bloody hell. But they never give in. That's the winner.
Welcome to the American Red Devils podcast. I'm John.
I'm Alex.
And we are bringing you the best Manchester United news from this side of the pond.
Ooh, sir, how you doing? How you doing? It's another summer Muppetry podcast, sir. The news is heating up. Jadon Sancho, done deal. Fabrizio Romano says, here we go. We got Varane smoke. We got Pogba, possible renewals. And we got England tearing up the Euros. How are we doing? How are we feeling?
Jadon Sancho is a red. Here we go, sir. Absolutely buzzing about the Sancho deal being announced by the truth, the source, Fabrizio Romano, sir. I think I'm more excited after seeing Jadon Sancho start for England. He looks very dangerous, one of the best players. Seen a lot of highlights, haven't watched a lot of Bundesliga, but boy, he's a player for the amount of money that we got him for, a discount, because I think he wanted the move. Great deal for Manchester United, great deal for this club. I'm very excited about our attacking front three this next season.
I'm excited about our attacking front three. I think Jadon Sancho's got a ton to offer, and I finally allowed myself to get excited. You know, after getting kind of raked through the coals by Ed Woodward last summer, now the deal is done. The club confirmed it. And then you get to see him start for England. Look pretty good on that right wing. More importantly, you know who looked really good? Was Harry Maguire and Luke Shaw on the left side of that defense. Looked unbelievable.
Harry Maguire! Harry Maguire! He drinks the vodka, he drinks the Jaeger. His head's fucking massive.
Sir, I'll tell you what, he could score for the England team. Can't score for United, but he dunked that header yesterday.
I'll tell you, his rate of scoring goals for England in like quarterfinals, semifinals, unbelievable. Harry Maguire needs to be doing that for Manchester United. There's a lot of times we needed those goals from Harry, our captain. But look, he's building on the momentum. That red shirt, that weighs heavy, sir. He's fighting around the world. He'll be back scoring dunk headers for Manchester United in no time. I have a feeling that if we do lift silverware, he's going to be very integral to that process. And just wait. Rumor is United want a center back. The best of Harry is yet to come for Manchester United.
I totally agree. I think you put another world-class center back next to him and don't have to have him pick up all the slack. Also, you can see the best of Harry, him pushing forward, you know, and marauding into the central midfield and putting those passes in that he's been doing so well for the England side. Also, I think I want to go all in on England. I really want them to win a trophy because I think it would do a great deal of confidence for him, for Luke, for Marcus, even though he's not really playing that much. And for new boy Jadon Sancho, that taste of winning, it becomes infectious. And I don't think they've had enough of that. Harry definitely, Luke definitely, they need to win something. And I think that makes them think like, oh, damn, this feels good. I need to do this at United.
No, absolutely. And I will have to say, you picked a few players there in the England squad, United representing the best players were Manchester United players on the pitch. I mean, obviously, Harry Kane getting his goals. But I mean, he didn't look too dangerous. Shaw, Maguire running the show at the back. Sancho just so dangerous on the break. And if you look at how he's going to link up with Cavani, Rashford, sir, I mean, Bruno, it's going to be unbelievable. I really rate Jadon Sancho after seeing him in the England squad. He's just like, the pace is electric. The energy is electric. Runs in behind. Bruno's going to be able to find him all over the place. It's almost like Mason Mount isn't quite Bruno Fernandes, sir. You know, although the Chelsea fans might make you try to think he is.
I'll certainly tell you that, but I'm not worried about Chelsea. I'm worried about Manchester United. It's looking like it could be a decent window for our boy Murtaugh. You know, he's gaining esteem.
Hey, sorry, it's one player.
I know, we're bullish now. I'm bullish because they got a deal done early, and that is like unheard of.
No, I mean, absolutely, sir. When it comes to Jadon Sancho,
bye.
All day.
Dude, 73 million pounds is the deal. He was quoted at 108 million pounds last summer. That's how much Dortmund wanted. So we basically got a 30% discount. 21 years old.
Hold on. We don't need no discount. We needed Jadon Sancho last year when we had a chance to win the title. So look, the whole criticisms of the Glazer, it's valid. It's like Manchester United, if you look at how much money we make per year, 600 million in revenue, sir. When you're in the Champions League, That's how much Manchester United is making. They're paying a lot of that in interest on the debt. They're paying a lot of that in dividends as well. So you want to talk about 103 to 73 for a club like Manchester United. For the ocean liner that we are, the number one club in the world, that is nothing. We should be gobbling them up last summer because we should be lifting titles last year. And I don't want to, the excuse of getting the discount, that's great. But hey, we're not Everton. That'd be a win for Everton. We're Manchester United. We should be buying big. We should be getting these players in and lifting silverware. This whole trying to get 20% off thing, it's not, no big deal.
There's also a good argument to be made that the difference between what we paid this summer and what we would have paid last summer is what they've taken in dividends over the last 18 months. So, you know what?
My man.
Glazers, they're not doing anything good for anybody. They're putting together a big summer because...
Paid over 5 years. This is going to be paid over
amazing.
5 years.
That's a great deal.
It's because we're so broke, we're paying in installments. I mean, look, installments aren't bad, but when you only have $80 million on the balance sheet... and you're up to your eyeballs in debt, you're starting to say, okay, I'm glad Dortmund decided to take that those installments. I think Sancho was the one who wanted the move. That's why this deal got done. So shout out to Jadon Sancho. Shout out to the secret agent Marcus Rashford getting it done. Apparently, the whole issue is that Sancho wanted the move. He told Rashford to call Eddie to get the move. Look, we got the move. I'm very excited. Now it's on to the next one, sir. It's, you know, Varane is... France is out of the tournament. Let's get Varane. Let's get that center back shored up. I've heard it's advanced. I know that's all Muppets on Twitter saying so. So, you know, I'm a little nervy about the center back. That, to me, is almost more important than Jadon Sancho. Sancho makes us to the point where we have so many threats up front with Cavani extending that the goals are going to be solved.
Yep.
It's the defense last year that killed us. That remains to be solved. That makes me the most nervous. And then we have nine keepers.
counting.
So then who's going to start? That is also nervy as well.
No, there's a lot to shore up. There's a lot of things that we have to kind of figure out. The Jesse Lingard situation. Paul Pogba, of course, is a big one. David De Gea.
But the defense is the defense and the goalkeeper. Well,
I was getting there.
For the defense goalkeeper, I'm nervous about next year.
Goalkeeper, I know we have talent and just figuring out who's the guy to go forward. Defense is the number one position we had to strengthen in the summer. We got Jadon Sancho taken care of. Like you said, the attack is done, dusted, ready to go. At least until we try and like bring in another striker next year or see what happens with Greenwood, if he could be the number one guy to take over the spot from Cavani. But I would agree. The most important position this summer is a world-class center back that can pair with Harry Maguire, who is a world-class center back. Because I think in order to win the Premier League, challenge the Champions League, you need to have two world-class center backs. So we had one, and now if you add another one with experience, that's a compliment to the player we have. That is, I think, you get Harry Maguire and Varane, that's the best back four in the league. With Luke Shaw, who's probably the best left back in the league slash world at the moment, and our, AWB, best defensive right back in the league. That's a very good back four, dude. Who's better?
Sir, I'm
bullish. Bullish.
Sir, you're very bullish. For me, you know, the Aaron Wan-Bissaka, as long as he's working on his crossing game, working on his moves on the right-hand side, if you look at how United are going to be lining up, Jadon Sancho, Wan-Bissaka, those two have to have chemistry. And like, I know we saw a little bit of Shaw and Sancho because Sterling and Sancho are switching in the England game. But boy, did Sancho look lethal on the left. But on the right, he wasn't linking up, I believe, with Kyle Walker so well. So if Wan-Bissaka can't get the right side going with Sancho, that's an issue. So you almost need, I like the Trippier signing because it's sort of a punt on an attacking-minded right back. If Aaron Wan-Bissaka can't do it, you have a backup there. Dalot could be the man as well. Talking to AC Milan, could do a deal. We don't know. So much in the air. But you're right, sir. We're probably number two on the back line. I have to think Shitty's number one. They did win the title. The attacking-minded Zinchenko. Sir, obviously Stones playing with Maguire looks good. Yep. I don't rate him, but you know they do a job together. So I think City has the number one back four with Ederson and the way they play out the back. They don't look so sloppy like we do at the moment. So
no, I agree. On paper, it's close.
You made me compliment Shitty on
but
the
they
pod.
Won. That's they a, did that's win the
a,
title.
That's a feat in its own right.
They win the title and they play pretty good defensively. Ruben Dias, he has one good season at City. All of a sudden, he's the best defender in the world. How do you figure that? Didn't look great. I tell you what, he didn't look great for Portugal. He got smoked back, a number of times for Portugal.
But I feel like with City, there's so much balance in the left and right back, whereas United were so skewed to Shaw on the left. So it's like if Wan-Bissaka didn't really do what Shaw does on the left, and that kind of held us back because there's not balance in the squad. Now on the right, we didn't have a right winger either. So half could go to Wan-Bissaka, half could go to you know, James or Greenwood, et cetera. Although I think Greenwood came to his own. The whole point is we need more balance, and hopefully Sancho brings us that, and hopefully Aaron Wan-Bissaka steps up. I think he can. But on the defensive side, he's locked down. But going forward, that's the question mark.
But you also make a good point. It's like, what helps unlock Luke Shaw on the left? You have Harry Maguire as your center back pair on the left side. You put a world-class center back to pair with Aaron Wan-Bissaka. You can cover for him. He could push forward a little bit more, be a little bit more adventurous. And you have a right winger for the first time United's had in what? 10 years? 50? I don't remember the last time we had an actual right winger on this team. So the future is bright. It's about getting deals done. The fact that we got a deal done early... I know. I keep saying this during the Euros for a player that's actually playing. Now he's actually featuring, which is great to see. I love that. Like once he signed on the dotted line, whatever the coach's name in England, I forget his name at the moment.
Gareth Southgate.
Southgate turned his head. He's like, oh, he's a United player. Now I can play him. But it's just like we need more of it. But it could be a big window for United. And I think there are deals to be done. Jadon Sancho is 73 million. They're reporting £47 million, €55 million for Varane. You get that deal done, that's a good deal, you know, and you go on from there.
Sir, what a morning. Happy July 4th to all American Red Devils. If we're talking extra fast, it's because it is 9:30 a.m. Pacific, and we are well caffeinated, sir. Well caffeinated. We've been talking about Sancho all week. I think, like you said, it's really exciting to think about having a proper right winger. Rashford on the left. You could play Martial on the left. You could play Sancho on the right. You could play Greenwood on the right. You can swap them. I think the combinations are just unbelievable, sir. Very excited for the front three, but it's not over yet. We got to turn our eyes to the back four, sir, and the goalkeeper. Lots of moves, lots of loose ends to be tied up, but let's get into that. Quick PSA for the podcast. We are the American Red Devils. We give you that bias fan take from the couch. That's why the summer doldrums were down. Sancho signs, we're up. We're fans, sir. That's what we do at this podcast. There are no sponsors. We do not take any outside money. There's no outside influence. Just me and Alex giving you that biased fan take from the podcast bunker. If you would like to support independent fan content, please support us on Patreon. You can visit our Patreon page at www.patreon.com/AmericanRedDevils. We post an exclusive Patreon episode once a month, answer all your questions, try to give you a behind-the-scenes look at the American Red Devils podcast. You can sign up from 4 tiers, $1 a month to $20 a month. We give away pins, stickers, scarves, shirts, you name it. Big shout out to Jamie Clayton, our new Patreon subscriber. Trying to get to that 100 mark, sir. Really appreciate the support to all of our exclusive Patreon members. Thank you for supporting the small time operation. Check out our website, www.AmericanRedDevils.com. We already got the Sancho Here We Go article up. We also have great merch. We click on store, hashtag Glazers out. We're designing our new 21/22 scarves. Those will be coming in soon. Sir, tell them about iTunes reviews.
iTunes reviews are a terrific way to support the pod, and they don't cost any money. Here's what you do. You write a 5-star review on iTunes. If it's got cheeky banner, even better. And send a screenshot to AmericanRedDevils@gmail.com with your mailing address, and we will get you some free Stanley Chow design stickers to your door. Absolutely free. ASAP Rocky, sir. And they keep coming in hot. We appreciate everyone that's been writing the reviews. 5 stars, and it's a great way to help the American Devils get found organically and support the pod without spending any of your cold, hard-earned cash. Sir, you got one for me?
I have a review titled Great Banter from 5678 Mike. Quote, I've been following them on Twitter for about a year and just began listening to their podcast for about a month now. Very entertaining. I enjoy their enthusiasm because they can really keep the listeners' attention for a long period of time. Most importantly, they really listen to the fan comments and feedback as they integrate it into their episodes. Podcast does a great job in making it for the fans. We are united. Really appreciate that one, Mike. And he reminded me, we have our season ending survey up on Twitter. It's pinned to our Twitter profile. Click on that one. We love your feedback. You're automatically entered to win $100 of American Devil swag. We usually give away a kit, sir, but hashtag Glazers out, so we're not going to give that out this season. We'll hook you up, fill it out. It takes 5 minutes, and help us get better. You know, we obviously hit go. We're doing it live, sir. We don't really have a lot of post-production here at the American Red Devils, so we need your feedback. We're begging for it.
We need it. We can always get better. We are our biggest critics, and we appreciate you guys telling us what you like, what we could fix, what we can improve on, because it's always about evolving. Same with this club, this great club, this great squad.
Wish the Glazers had this feedback. Yeah, well, you website. Know,
I think they're finally listening, so they put a DOF in, and apparently he wants to get deals done early, which is, who would have thought? That's a great idea.
Sir, before we get into the transfer news, we have a major announcement here at the American Red Devils podcast. Sir, you wanna get into it?
I know what you're talking about. Is he talking about the fact that the American Red Devils are officially season ticket holders of the greatest club in the history of clubs, Manchester United? That is right. Alex and John are season ticket holders for the 21-22 season. Sir, I don't know how it happened. Shouldn't have happened. I was telling my wife, I was like, this should not happen. I shouldn't have been able to get tickets till I was 50.
It's absolutely crazy.
Stars aligned.
We've been on the season ticket list since 2015, way before we even started this podcast. That was always a goal. I thought it would take 10 or 20 years for them to come up. I think there was a perfect storm with sort of COVID, the Super League, everything that happened. But essentially, we were able to get season tickets for the Stretford End. So we're in West 3-106. Keep going to a few games, sir. Unfortunately, the Liverpool match at home is on my son's birthday, so we won't be going to that one. But that was the fixture I up first when I'm thinking about going.
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of ones that are eye-catching. We had that run in November, December, of course, where there's some really big teams heading to Old Trafford. But the best thing is you could choose whatever you want, sir, because the tickets are yours, tickets are ours. May, the last home game of the season against Chelsea Scum, that could be an exciting one. But either way, it's going to be a big, big season for the American Red Devils. Big year for Manchester United. It is time to put pressure on the oil-rich clubs of this country, City, Chelsea. They're the ones I'm worried about. And that's why this summer is so important, sir. Big summer for United to make moves.
But I mean, the season ticket holder, you know, I'm still riding on cloud nine. I can't believe it, sir. You said these tickets will be bequeathed to our children. We'll never give them up. We'll always have them. And, you know, just, sir, I'm just speechless. I'm without speech. How pumped I am. Because, you know, for all of us American Red Devils, and we're going to take an episode out this summer, you know, you got to forgive us here. Summer just hit. A lot of stuff going on. Me and Alex, like, hanging on by a thread, trying to manage the families, the wives, the pod, everything. We will be doing a podcast about traveling to Manchester again, going to games, how you can do it. Me and Alex have done everything. We've done away games. We've had to buy tickets from touts in the past. They're so overpriced. You don't know if you're getting into the game. So much stress around trying to figure out how to coordinate going. So we'll do a podcast kind of going through our tips and tricks to sort of navigate going to a game at Old Trafford or even trying to go away. But now that we have season tickets, all that stuff kind of simplifies where we just pick one or pick two, pick three, sir, and just go to a match. So,
<You're> dreaming.
you know, it's tough. And that's one thing you and me have learned over like more than a decade in how to travel and go to watch soccer in England. It's not as straightforward as just going to StubHub, grabbing a seat, and then going. It's a lot more of an involved process. And as Americans, like, sir, we've been through it all.
No, we've been through the ringer. And the problem, we were talking about this in relation to us getting season tickets last week, is that the worst part about going is securing tickets. Exactly. The hardest thing is not getting on a flight. You know, for us in California, it's like an 11-hour flight, or being away from your family or whatever, or traveling. It's the getting tickets. And that is such a pain in the ass, far harder than it should be. It's not like picking up Yankees tickets or whatever, Niners tickets. It's just like it's a bear. So, you know, hopefully we have a couple tips of the trade that we can kind of pass on to people. But that is definitely like a little bit of rodeo, sir.
No, absolutely. And so, you know, just a big shout out to all the fans of the podcast. I know that you guys are pumped for this next season. And just thinking of going again, we're going to go to Tottenham again away, was it?
Yep.
No, we're going to Bournemouth away, and then my son was born. We couldn't go.
Terrible game, though.
So. Yeah, we lost 1-0. Then we were going to go to Tottenham away in London, and we couldn't go because of COVID. That was actually the first game that was like literally canceled. And then obviously we haven't been able to go because of COVID. So it's been over 2 years. It's been the longest break where we have not gone. We were going every season. We even went twice in a season.
What was the last game we went to? Was it PSG?
PSG. And so it's been 2 years. We have not gone. I'm dying to sing in the Stretford End, dying to go to Bishop's Blaze. Ooh. So this just like getting the tickets and then also thinking of going again is just awesome. And so I know there's going to be a lot of American Red Devils thinking about traveling this upcoming season. We hope everything continues on the trend line right now and that it's going to be everyone full voice singing, supporting this club. cannot wait. Let's list some silverware, sir. And the best part about season tickets is when you get to finals, you got priority tickets on finals. So, like, you know, it's going to be the whole, like,
honey, we're going to the FA Cup final. I got to go.
FA Cup final, Wembley, got a ticket, got to go. Like,
I think that's an easy sell, sir. FA Cup final, we need to lift silverware this year. I like the direction we're going summer-wise in terms of spending some cash because there should be nowhere to hide. You know, there should be no excuses for our manager this year. It's got to be put up or shut up. But you also got to give him the tools to be successful. We can't underinvest in the squad like it's been so for years and years and years. It's like, it's time to, you know, chip up in the market, make moves where moves are there to be made. And I like the direction of what we've already gotten done. We'll talk about him in a second. And the noise we're hearing around the rest of the improvements to be made in the squad.
Let's jump into it, sir. United in the news. That's right. We have already talked about it, but Manchester United and Borussia Dortmund agree. £73 million fee for the 21-year-old Jadon Sancho. Lightning in a bottle, sir. Rumored to be wearing the number 7. Apparently, it's agreed over five. The installments will be paid over 5 years. Absolutely love this deal. He's totally worth it. He's boys with Rashford, the England connection, everything. Unbelievable, sir. Absolutely amazing deal for Manchester United.
No, and you know, we got to give the boy a little bit of time. Stepping up from the Bundesliga to the Premier League is one thing. Also, like, you know, that number 7 weighs heavy on a lot of players, especially at Manchester United. So we got him a little, got to give him a little time, but you got to think that, like, 21 years old, the level of production that he's had in England, in Germany, is kind of unbelievable. To get him at the fee we did for a Kepa. We basically got him for what Chelsea paid for Kepa, bro. So it's like, it's a good price, all things being said. Paid over 5 years, £17 million a year. That sounds like a steal. You know, in terms of like us having low cash, it also gives us flexibility to put cash up in the second big transfer of the summer for a Real Madrid side that want cash because they're apparently going for Kylian Mbappe, who's looking to leave Paris Saint-Germain.
So apparently it's going to be a 5-year deal for Manchester United, which is great. He's going to be on big money wages. So Sancho is going to get paid, you know, but I really don't care about the money. He deserves to be wearing red. And also, sir, another great part of this deal, the fact that he was in the Man City Academy, left, went to Dortmund, coming back to Manchester United. That tells you a lot about the rivalry between these two clubs. You go to the Academy, there's literally no allegiance there. He grew up a United fan. Clearly, that's why he wants to come to Manchester United. He even asked for the move. Shitty will get paid, I think, a little bit of the fee. I think it's around £10 million, sir, maybe 15%, as sort of a sell-on from Dortmund. So they are getting paid a little money, but, you know, money comes easy when you're pulling out of the ground for Man Shitty.
Yeah, when you're oil rich, that certainly helps. You know what? Who gives a shit? It's a great player. He's an England player. Imagine if he was tearing up the Premier League, how much he would have cost. So it's a good fee, a player with a lot of upside. And you know what? I love this, the look of, I was just thinking about it. I've been thinking about it in bed, so I can't fall asleep. It's like Cavani up front, Rashford, a healthy Rashford after he gets some surgery on the left, Bruno Fernandes, number 110 in the world in the hole, and Jadon fucking Sancho on the right, bro. That is an attack. If you figure out the midfield and the defense, also we got a team, bro.
Sex masochism. Then it is allowed.
That four feels like sex masochism.
Sir, LVG said it right. You know, there's so many possibilities. Just seeing him, like, I was watching the England game, and first of all, what is Gareth Southgate smoking while he's not starting him? Maybe he was worried about the deal. I don't know what it was. Either way, like, the runs he was making, Bruno is going to pick him out all day. Like, nobody on England could see the movement that he had. Him plus Cavani, going to be unbelievable. Then it comes sort of next season. It's a big step up to re-sign another number 9. Obviously, we're all thinking the Haaland connect. If Haaland doesn't go this year, then he has sort of like a fixed buyout for 65, I think, next year. United have to be involved in that conversation, assuming that he doesn't get pipped for like $200 million this year.
Right.
The only thing that I'm a little nervous because obviously Cavani's injury prone. You got me. Cavani's too old. Green was too young. So I'm looking for the porridge that's just right, sir.
And that, you know, on paper is Tony, but Tony's had the lack of consistency. move from left wing to striker to left wing, whatever. It's a big year for him to put up or shut up. Whether he even is going to make it to the team by the time we kick off, there are rumors about him leaving, looking at Atletico Madrid. We were hearing a rumor about it. There's a lot of up in the airs. I mean, that's what we talked about Murtaugh. He's got a lot of work to do because it's not just the ins. We know the buys we need to make. We need a center back. We need a CDM. We need an upgrade on Fred for sure. We need right back cover. But we also got to figure out, like we said at the beginning of the pod, De Gea, Lingard, it's like Pogba. You know, Pogba's probably going to trade this summer because he's going to leave on a free otherwise. So it's a very interesting summer. A lot of work to be done.
I don't think he's trading this summer, personally. No. No one's going to pay, and then United's not going to accept. Right. The whole thing is, does Pogba want to leave United this summer? The answer is absolutely he wants to leave. But yeah. Nobody's going to pay what United wants. So all the parties have to agree. So, you know, no one's going to pay Varane money for Paul Pogba, for sure. No one can. Real Madrid can't. PSG can. They're the only ones. And then Juventus can't, right? Because there's a lot of other Super League teams that are in dire straits financially. Juventus, Real Madrid, Barca being those as well. And some of those are clubs that Pogba's been rumored to go to. So I don't think anyone's going to be paying up like we are, a la Varane. I just think it's just not there. And then why not leave on a free? And then he holds all the cards, and him and Mina Raiola can just get paid.
Well, that's probably the thing, is like, we'd like to get Varane level money for him now. You get like £45 million. That's not the worst thing in the world.
Eddie quoted like 100 or like 80 or something.
Yeah, but that's posturing. Yeah. That's the same thing Real Madrid were doing. They said they want €70 million. It'll be closer to 50. I hear you, 55. But you're right. Most likely it's
45
like maximize the amount of money he's going to get paid weekly. Also the agent fee if you just leave for free. And the club that you're joining doesn't have to pay an upfront fee, right? Because they can put all the money into your wages, which is what he wants, bro. He wants to get paid. And you know what? I'm ready for Paul Pogba to go wear a different kit.
All right. So Sancho, finishing this up, he did not hold the jersey pending a medical. We all know how that's going to go. It's a formality, realistically, unless something absolutely catastrophic happens at the Euros. There's only potentially two more games for England. So, I mean, let's just say it's not completely done. There is no team viewer kit held up, sir. That kid. Oh my God.
Kill me now.
Sancho can make it look good, hopefully, at the end of the day. So, as far as Sancho goes, we say it every year. Zlatan or Obertan, Jadon Sancho, what do you say?
It's Zlatan. You know, it's got to be. Maybe not hitting the ground running from day one, not putting up 20 and 20, but I think he is the player we've been waiting for. Sir. Apparently, give me a second.
He's hitting the ground.
Okay, running. This guy is double Zlatan, but I'm saying is apparently
you can't double
watch Zlatan. The highlight videos. I've seen the highlight, but I've been doing research on his temperament and personality. And apparently he's a really good kid. He's got the right mindset. And I think we need that. We need that kind of personality in this team. A little bit more mature for even his age at 21. So I'm excited about what he's bringing to the club. I'm excited about, you know, the England connect, because I think there is something there. That England team is putting something together. I'm all in, man. Let's go. Jadon Sancho. Here we go.
All right. Over under 10 goals. What's your stats?
We talked about this. I think it was on the Patreon pod. I'm saying he does the over on both goals and assists, low double digits, so like 11 goals, 13 assists in the Premier League. Very solid numbers, but not like the 20 and 20 he's been putting up in the Bundesliga.
I'll do like, he'll be like 7 and 12 in the league, you know, under 10 goals, over 10 assists. It's the assists that really matter. You have to think, Bruno's going to be getting what we call the hockey assist. Bruno to Sancho to Cavani.
Right.
That's going to be all day. He'll also win some penalties, which, you know, from a fantasy perspective, count as assists. I don't know if they actually count as assists on the score sheet. They should, because Sancho's going to get a penalty, and Bruno's just going to slot it home. I think that should be an assist. I have no idea. Somebody tweet us on that one. I only know it from a fantasy perspective. That shows you what I know, being that biased fan on the couch.
Number one fantasy player over here. I think I edged you out by like a point. I couldn't believe how close it was. It's almost impressive how close it was. But it's a good point, because he used to take penalties for Dortmund in some capacity. And now, obviously, we know who's taking penalties in Manchester United. There's only one penalty taker. So that will certainly drop the production on goals. But we need assists. I think there are goals in this team. We need some people feeding the machine in the front, other than Bruno Fernandes. So I'm very excited about this transfer.
All right, next bit of news here. Manchester United close to signing Real Madrid's Rafael Varane. per ESPN Mark Ogden, he, you know, there's a little smoke with them. They're not, they're hit or miss. Basically, we're close to finalizing a deal for Real Madrid's defender. This probably came from the Manchester United camp because the rumors that we have been hearing this week, personal terms, not an issue. Usually when that is the case, camps have agreed. Varane is in touch with United. United won Varane. He's on the list of center backs. We have Paul Torres. There's also one other that's escaping me at the moment.
The Sevilla one, Koundé.
Yeah. So those three are on the list. Varane, number one. We agreed on how much money we're going to pay him. He's going to get paid very well, like we can afford wages at Manchester United. And then it comes down to, will we agree with Madrid? And obviously, there's going to be the classic haggle fest. This one could drag weeks related to sort of haggling with Madrid and Perez over the amount of money. But you know Madrid needs the money. If you're going to pay 40 million euros, you're going to pay 50 million euros, 40 million pounds, whatever the exchange rate is. Madrid is going to take that for 1 year left on his deal. Similar to United should be taking something like that for Pogba,
right.
But we won't. I mean, that's just smart business to do. Varane wants to leave. We agree on terms. I think this deal, everything I've heard, short of Madrid being completely unreasonable, they're losing two center backs. It's the only thing that can make me think they could be unreasonable here with Varane is because they did lose Ramos. They literally forced him out the door. Now Varane wants out, and they need to buy two center backs, sir. That could be the scuttle here.
No, that's a good point. But the thing that gives me confidence is as soon as Jadon Sancho broke, all the tier ones in England that Manchester United has a voice to, that like they feed information, they all started talking about Varane, how like United's in advanced discussions with Varane. So that gives me a little bit more confidence that like they're trying
that's
to keep
player them. Though. That's player.
No, but even
they,
like
you know, they haven't said we're in advanced talks with Real Madrid.
No, but there was a lot of smoke around it this week, earlier this week. That does give me some confidence. We also got it in the know on the Discord in Manchester United. He got one right. He's calling Varane. He said the deal's basically done. The only thing that's left is basically the installments, how it's structured, when they get paid. 47 million pounds, 55 million euros is the fee.
Yeah, but the most important part of the negotiation is agreeing with Madrid, and agreeing with Madrid is not done per every tier one source. Yet. So yes, we can anticipate it could get done, but Perez is kind of that guy is so volatile, so all over the place. You saw when he didn't remember who was at Tottenham.
Tottenham?
In the Super, he was like going on TV to do an interview on the Super League. He didn't even know Tottenham was. He's like, who's the Tottenham? They're in it? Really? You sure you double checked Tottenham? I don't know.
Who?
How'd they get in?
Like, what's exactly. Two leagues, bro.
That guy. Who? So, yeah, you're negotiating with that guy. Wild card, sir. He's a wild card. I won for Ron. It's not done until here we go or I see the shirt. So, it's going to be a while. For France out of Euros. So, it's good to advance. You're starting to see deals kind of speed up here. This one seems weeks away. I don't think Madrid is going to be very excited about getting this deal done sooner. I think this is going to kind of drag a little bit off, then it's on, you know, to that type of thing, really, because it's player-driven. Madrid kind of in a hard spot losing two center backs.
But they need cash. They're in a cash crunch, and all the rumors are that they're trying to make a move for Kylian Mbappe.
Negotiating with Spanish clubs is tough, sir.
Oh, it is.
It's tough. I'm telling you, Spanish clubs, Perez, it's never a straight and narrow. It's never a deal like that.
And also like a player that's played as long as he has for that team, 10 plus years, won 4 Champions League titles, World Cup winner, still in the prime of his career, 28 for a center back is like bread and butter.
I'll tell you, I don't believe it. I like,
no, it's too good to be true.
Like Jadon Sancho, that deal, honestly, it's like, why does he want to come to Manchester United? That doesn't, like Marcus Rashford is the man. Thank you, Marcus. That deal sounds too good to be true. Then you're like, okay, Varane wants to come. Like, what are these guys? Like, what are the Kool-Aid are they drinking? You know, because Varane's won the World Cup. He's won everything, and he wants to come to United. We are in a serious trophy drought. You know, if I was him, and I'd be looking sort of like at PSG. You know, I think there's sort of a tier list where it's like United are going to pay big wages, I guess. But, you know, if we are able to stumble into Sancho and Varane, like, oh, my God, this is unbelievable. It could be the difference maker for us to challenge for 21 in 21/22, sir.
Sir, and you're also the fees we're talking about, it's like that would be based on what we've heard. Obviously, nothing's done in Dustin with Varane. But if you can get both for 120 million pounds, that's a hell of a deal. And it's really just kind of like right place, right time. You can understand the appeal.
It's player driven. The players want to come.
Yeah, they want to come.
They're driving the deals. And that is driving good business for Manchester United.
It forces their hand. It forces Real Madrid's hand. It forces a Dortmund's hand. Dortmund had to sell.
Exactly.
Right? It's like they knew he wanted to leave. They have these other assets they're trying to like kind of pump up in Holland, Bellingham, et cetera. Rio Giola, whatever his name is. Good player. Giona? How do you say his last name?
Who are you talking about?
For the American Red Devils,
I have no idea.
The American on Dortmund.
I thought I was talking about Gio Reyna.
Gio Reyna. Yeah, I got dyslexia. It all gets jumbled up in there.
Mino Raiola plus Gio Reyna gets you Gio Raiola.
Anyway, I agree. Right place, right time. They want to come to Manchester United because this is still one of the biggest clubs in the world, sir. We still have the shimmer. Just the greatest club of all time. One of the biggest. That's the caveat.
The biggest.
And just because we have Team Viewer in our kit and they're made by Adidas, this is still a great club. And they're going to help put us back on the map, sir. So this could be a window that pushes us on to the next level because we need those type of signings. I said three world-classers. If we can get Ron, that's two. That's two of three. I don't think we're going to get the third, but if you got two of three, that's a great start.
Sir, it's a legendary start. And then obviously we're going to talk about the next one. Sir, you know him very well. You know, super agent Mino Raiola working on Pogba Ronaldo swap deal. Ronaldo at Juventus. You know, he's playing lights out, but Juventus isn't winning the Champions League. Pogba, you know, he's flirting with Juventus always. I think he's hanging out with the ball in Miami right now. You know, doing all the extra research here. But essentially, Pogba Ronaldo swap deal, pretty speculative. It's from sort of a Juve website. Mino Raiola trying to do everything he can to get Paul Pogba out of Manchester United. Gets kind of some big money move. Obviously, Mendes is on Ronaldo's side, Raiola on Pogba's side, but Raiola is tight into Juve. I think that's where Pogba wants to go. We've heard Real Madrid. We've heard PSG. You know, if Pogba and Real Madrid were real, wouldn't Varane Pogba kind of be a thing? It's not. PSG, nobody knows what they're doing because of Mbappe. So this, what do you think? Pogba, Ronaldo, would you take that type of swap deal right now?
Probably not. I think the reason that they didn't do a Pogba swap deal with Varane is because Real Madrid want the cash because they're trying to make a move this summer. This one, I heard that Juventus can't afford his wages because he wants bumper weight. He wants 400K a week, and they're a little cash strapped at the moment. Do I want Ronaldo? Maybe, you know.
He'd play number nine.
He's
sir.
Nuts.
He would play,
but where does he start?
He'd play number nine. He would play.
Play over Cavani? Nine. Cavani would get benched?
It'd be Cavani. No, Cavani's injured. Ronaldo's older. You'd just basically have those two number nines and you'd just be stacked City. And Ronaldo can play on the left. He can play on the right. He'd probably be playing down the middle with Sancho and Rashford. That'd be unbelievable. You know, he'd just absolutely. You got the Portuguese connect with Bruno. Look, this is getting into Muppetry area.
Full Muppetry.
But there is a motive. Like, Ronaldo isn't necessarily happy running his deal down at Juventus. Pogba isn't necessarily happy running his deal down at United. And then there's like a little gap for something like this if it materializes and both parties can win that he could come back, sir. I always thought Ronaldo would come back to Manchester United when he left young. I can't believe he hasn't. It'd be the perfect send-off to play a year or two at Old Trafford, then go to LA Galaxy. Ronaldo should do it. He could be the difference maker. If you could imagine us getting Ronaldo back, signing like a Camavinga, and then like we could go on to win a title. Ronaldo would be he's the guy who's there first. He leaves last. That Fergie sort of mentality that could drive the squad to be like, okay, everything on the table to win. And I think we've been lacking that a little bit. I'm not saying our captain Harry doesn't have that, but Ronaldo is a psychopath as it relates to winning things. And I don't think Harry strikes me as that. Maybe when it comes to fighting around the world. But no, I don't think Harry is like literally screaming and yelling at people going nuts like Ronaldo. I think he's like the old firm, plus him and Ole have a great connection. They played together. A lot of smoke here, sir. You know me. I'm looking at my number 7 Ronaldo autographed shirt. Please, please come back. I just got season tickets. Come on.
Sir, I know you're just keeping these stories alive because you love your Ronaldo. You love your Ronaldo swap deal. Wait, he should come back. It's not happening.
Name a fan who wouldn't like that. Name a fan who wouldn't like Ronaldo coming back, dude. Lifting the next title post Sir Alex Ferguson. Him in the stands. Sir Alex loves him.
If we short the other positions we need to, which is defense and midfield, I'd be all about it. It's not happening because we have other priorities this summer. But like me said,
how dare you?
He's a maniac. Full on. Leg lifts on his yacht during the summer. That's just like the best analogy. It's like Yoke City, his kid's watching, and he's just doing leg lifts while he has the summer off. Dude, he's a true professional. He's insane, but he's a winner. Dude, he is a fucking winner, and he would be the difference because mentality, this team is a little brittle. We need a little bit more of that edge, right? A Ramos. Ron's not Ramos.
You know who has that edge? Haaland has that edge.
Yeah.
You need that crazy edge. To win,
Bruno's
win.
Got it. But we need more of that. We need more of that. Just like mean. We need to be meaner. We're too soft, and we need to be like the meanest team in the Premier League. The most talented. So we could definitely use that personality.
We're going deep on the Muppetry right now. This is summer transfer Muppetry in the bunker, sir. We're sweating. Let's go. Ronaldo, the attitude Ronaldo brings to the club versus what Pogba brings to the club right now is exactly in contrast of what we're missing at Manchester United. Pogba came in young, wanted to start, wanted the money. Sir Alex Ferguson told him to pound sand. Ronaldo, they kicked him across the training pitch. He did all the hard work, comes in early, leaves late, just like Sir Alex. He learned all that at Old Trafford. We need to swap those attitudes in the dressing room at the very minimum. You heard the France fallout, all the stuff about the hotels and the planes and the train, whatever you want to call it. You know, there it's just like Ronaldo's got that grit, man. He is nuts. He's become more dislikable since he left, but I feel like he has that drive that this team doesn't have, and we need that drive. So it's almost like regardless of where he plays on the pitch, somebody who's like driving this team forward in that manner is important. And I don't know. It is Bruno right now. I think you need a few more, though.
No, you do. Because we need the edge. And we need personalities that want to be here. It's like Paul Pogba hasn't wanted to be in this club for like 3 effing years. I want him gone this summer. Because if he stays, the whole season is going to be about where is he going next? Who's his pre-contract he's going to sign with in the winter? It's like, I don't need any of that. I'm sick of Paul Pogba. I'm sick of all the rumors about
him
leaving.
You're being a little harsh. You're being a little harsh.
Sir, he's wanted to leave. Remember the RB Leipzig game? Remember the day before? It's just like, fool me once, sir. You know, great guy, great player, but it's time for him to leave this club. We'll bring in some new personalities. He can go play in Real Madrid, have a great time, enjoy Madrid, lovely city. But, dude, it's time to end it. It's time to end it. I've been burned before. I'm a fan. I love this club more than I should, sir. But he's been like, he hasn't been the most respectful to the fan base.
But I think you're being a little harsh on Paul Pogba.
He's a top player.
He's had some... You know, he's definitely had some missteps, but I do think sort of finishing this year, he was a professional. He was good. He did not create drama. RB Leipzig, yes, that obviously didn't sit well.
Bitter, bro.
But you could also don't know how much it's Raiola, how much it's Pogba. There's a bunch of stuff there. I like Paul Pogba. I think he will be a professional, even if he's winding his deal down this year. I think he's shown us that. You got to give him credit. He has had some shenanigans in the past, but I do think he is a good player. We are a better team with him in it. Replacing him would be a tall order, so I would prefer to have his deal run down and obviously probably not have Ronaldo come back. But if the motivation is to get him to leave, something like this to me could be interesting. But with Paul Pogba, it's one of those where you watch France, you saw it all in that game.
He scored.
Yeah. Exactly. But that's what I just think that everyone wants to think Paul Pogba is this like number one in the world, best player in the world. And I honestly think we've been like lying to ourselves a little bit where he's got some holes in his game and it's almost like his ego is so big that he doesn't see it. And I'm sure that's why there's a lot of fallout because it's like, hey man, when you're playing this position, you get judged both ways.
Right.
And you get judged scoring bangers and then you get judged giving the ball away and then ultimately having France crash out. And so you can't just have one and not the other because you're not fast enough to be a winger or a striker. So you're held to account on both sides of the ball. And I think Paul Pogba, you know, I don't know how he sees it. I don't know Paul Pogba, but you get good and you get bad. And usually it's more good than bad. But for the player of this money and this caliber, it should be all good. He should be running the midfield, and we should be winning trophies. And, you know, unfortunately, we haven't. So I do think he's not above criticism.
Is that, and it's also like, it's the mentality, this team is building something in terms of like a togetherness, yeah, and you want people that genuinely want to be there and play for the club, and it's like so clearly he does not want to be
there.
No,
he's not a part of this team going forward. He's not. Like the Sancho team, the Rashford team, the Greenwood team, the McTominay team, the Shaw team,
right,
whatever it is, he is not a part of it.
No.
Like, and probably, you know, there's a few players that are not a part of it. Mata's not a part of it. Cavani's not a part of it. De Gea is probably not a part of it. There's a lot of big name players. And you're right. His attitude is not as good as all those other players.
It's not.
Right. So it could add a screwball into next season if he hangs around. If I look at the tea leaves right now, he's here. And I don't necessarily think that's a bad thing because he has done a decently well at being professional about it. I think he will continue to be professional about it and he'll get what he wants, which means he'll get a ton of money. He'll get to go back to whatever club he wants. I just think, you know, right now we're talking Pogba-Ronaldo swap. That means there's nothing on.
Nope, because this is absolute horseshit. This deal ain't happening, but I totally agree. It's like most likely stays for another year, leaves for free, and ha 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 on the way out. There you go.
All right, next bit of news. You love the Muppetry, sir. You don't know what news is just going to flash into those types of conversations. New deals. Tom Heaton signed a new deal. Juan Mata signed a new deal. Lee Grant signed a new deal, sir. Also, Nemanja Matic signs a new deal. What do you make of all these new deals for these older players?
Some I like. Tom Heaton joined. That's like, okay, we got another goalie. So I'm not sure what's going on there. Obviously, United Academy player joined the club forever ago and came back. So, okay, there's one. Lee Grant, don't really get it. I think Lee Grant's like eventually going to become a goalkeeping coach at the club. Don't really understand why you would keep him as a player anymore. Might not just move him right to coach because, you know, he only featured once and he didn't look very good when he did feature. Mata and Matic, I like those deals because we need experience. This is a young team, especially if you're going to get rid of a Paul Pogba. You like the experienced guys that kind of seen it all, done it before. I still think both have a little bit left to give for the club. So I have no problem with those deals. You know, they're relatively cheap and good, as is the Woodward kind of mentality. But it just gives you one less thing to worry about right now. It's like, they can do a job in a pinch, play, you know, League Cup games if they need to. But I think it's the experience that you need most importantly, right? Matic and Mata offer that.
No, absolutely. You need experience around this club. And extending Mata's deal was kind of controversial on social media. Nemanja Matic, his contract extends, expires in 2023. We re-upped it last year, but it was talking about Ole sort of re-upping these older players. It has been controversial. I really don't think so because it's one of those things where I think Mata should have played more last year.
Totally.
I think he obviously, the passing of his mother, that was huge. I think he's probably great in the locker room, great professional. I think just having those guys around is good for the youngsters and just plug some holes. You know, you don't know what injuries you're going to get. You don't know who you're going to need to rely on. I think having these older players around, like Matic has always come in a role, like when we need him in a pinch and look good. And that takes experience, right? Because a lot of it is upstairs, not downstairs. And so when you kind of hit the age of Mata and Matic, you can do it. The question is, you probably can't do it on a COVID schedule,
right?
But you got it upstairs. You can impact a game. You can play, you know how to play CDM. You know how to play attacking midfielder or move out to the left. And these guys have the keys to sort of unlock it in tight situations, especially given Euros and everything in between.
It's all that. And you just like, it gives you another option. I think Mata and Matic should have played more last year. I think they both have a lot to offer, especially Matic, like kind of freeing up Pogba and Bruno to do their thing by playing that kind of anchor in the midfield. So, hey, it's not super surprising. It's just one less thing to worry about. And I'm all for it.
Yeah, no, I. How could people hate Juan Mata? I don't understand.
No one does. I don't know. People just hating on United.
Yeah, the Matic deal was extended in 2020, summer 2020 through 23. But, you know, people are saying like Deadwood FC, like Phil Jones, Matic. Now we just extended Mata. You know, you're not buying that. You're not buying Deadwood FC.
I'm not because, like, they're not Phil Jones. When the last time Phil Jones started, and when Phil Jones plays, he looks like shit. Whereas, like, I think Juan Mata and Matic, you know, they're not starters, but they have a role to play. And we have a really young team. and we're going to lose Paul Pogba maybe this summer or next. So it's like you just have that a little bit more experience. We have all these youngins, real youngins, like I'm talking about the Shoratires and the Ahmads and the, you know, like the Alangas of the world. It's good to have the seasoned vets that have been through it all before mentor these kids, because we need that, because we're not going to just win with kids.
All right, next bit of news here. Dan James, Brighton, interested. Sancho signed. We dishing Dan James?
I mean, I don't think we should, because you know what? All of a sudden, he's starting to look like a pretty good player. We're talking about players that have had a good Euro. Dan James, left wing for Wales, looked good, put some good balls in, got a bunch of assists. I think he's finally kind of breaking through and be that option that we you know, maybe he's not going to be a de facto starter, but you bring him on the 70th minute when defenders are starting to get a little gassed, and that kid,
that's the point.
Kid is juicy. Super sub, baby. He's a great sub, and he's finally starting to break through his potential, right? 23 years old. You'd be a fool to sell him right now. I think more likely is Ahmad goes on loan, and Dan James is kind of your winger option that can play as the minutes get a little up there, and you put him on, and he's a burner.
You don't sign Ahmad for £30 million and put him on loan.
Well, they shouldn't have signed Ahmad if they were going to buy Jadon Sancho the following window. They should have bought a CDM or bought a CB. It's like, it makes no sense that they... I was thinking about that.
Where's Facundo?
I was like, why?
Where's Facundo? That's like got to be a meme. It's like what's
the shirt? Where's Facundo?
Where's
Wallace? Yeah, where's Wallace?
where in the world is Facundo Palestre? That guy's going to be playing like third division, like Irish league on loan to Manchester United in 3 years. Signed like a 5-year deal or however long. It's like, why are we signing these players? It doesn't make any... Some of this stuff is just absolutely a riot.
Woodward,
but you're right. So when you think about it, it's like, I'd rather put Dan James on loan and have Ahmad on the bench. You understand? Like, Dan James, he strikes me as a player who he's got the pace. He needs the decision-making. I think Ahmad is probably the final product. I think I'd rather... If you really think about it, Ahmad is dangerous. You want to bring him on. I don't want to loan Ahmad and then rely... Because James late in games hasn't come on and impacted things. Ahmad had very little opportunity to do so, and he did it against AC Milan, arguably got us to that amazing final that we just completely didn't need to go to. But he's got that X factor. I think he should be at Manchester United. I think Dan James is the one on loan who needs like more playing time. He needs to have better situational awareness, when to pass, when to shoot. You know, I think Championship would be really kind to him. Loan him to Derby. Give him Wayne Rooney. He'll take him out for some dark ales, drive around in a VW bug. You know the story, sir. I think he needs like a little playing time. I think if he needs playing time, I think Ahmad's got to come in.
I think they both need playing time. You know, to be honest, I would like to see them both starting like 40 games a year and get that kind of minutes. That's why I like the idea of Ahmad.
Loan is a different type of thing.
Alone is like minutes. They need like lots this guy, of minutes.
Like loans for, okay, name a player who's gone out on loan for Manchester United and come into the starting 11 recently and just like kicked off.
Hendo.
I don't think he's kicked off, dude. I was going to have the...
That's another discussion on him.
No, he has not kicked off for Manchester United. No way. Like,
I'm just making a point that he went on loan and looked good and came back. And then, like, you know, that's been hit or miss. Same with Twanzebe. He looked good. He should have played more.
Twanzebe hasn't. Tahith Chong hasn't. Pereira, that didn't work for him. So, like, a loan is more of like, hey, I don't know if this team's going to work out for you. Let's see if you can like light the fire somewhere else. And I don't think Dan James will, right? I think maybe loan Dan James to Brighton. He can't play against us. And if he kicks off for Brighton, then like, let's bring him back. But name a player who went on loan recently and then like came back and like played well for United. It hasn't really worked for our club recently. And so I think when you're getting, I don't want to put Ahmad on loan because you're kind of putting him in no man's land a little bit. I want him to be in training, getting used to Sancho, the team, having him on the bench, having a chance to impact the game. That's how you build confidence. That's how Sir Alex did it in the day with youngsters. You bring him on, they have a run out, 20 minutes, they score a goal, and they change the game.
Lots to think about. It's a big summer for this club. A lot of ins and outs. Good point. I see the argument both ways. It's like, I like minutes. Ahmad's so young, though, versus Dan James, 23. It's like a 5-year gap. Ahmad's like 18. I think he needs like a lot of minutes, you know, but I do like, you want to be in the training ground. You want to be like training with these world-class players and not go and play with some second-tier team.
He's got it, though.
No, he does. He's a kid, though. He needs minutes. He needs minutes.
Ronaldo was a kid.
Yeah, it was.
You know, how did it work out? Sorry, I got another Ronaldo kid. Sorry, I got, there's a few extra topics. This is like bonus time. Starting goalkeeper for Manchester United next season. I heard rumors like
Henderson. Gonna tell you,
dude. Henderson thinks he's done enough to be the Manchester. Henderson like has
done nothing to convince me he's the number one keeper at Manchester United. He had like a few decent games. No, he's done nothing to convince me that he's number one. De Gea has done nothing to convince me he's the number one. I think De Gea is the number one because he's got all the big money. I think you got to play De Gea number one. Hendo's the cup keeper. No one's earned it. To say anything else, I think is incorrect. What do you think of that situation?
I don't even know what's going on, bro. Hendo's not that great. We decide Tom Heaton. I mean, he has his moments. He's a good sweeper keeper. Came out well. Looked okay against Liverpool.
Doesn't look good.
Like, let me answer the question.
He's not good. He's not good at playing the ball at the back. Like, he's not that much better.
He's definitely better with the ball at his feet. Like, he's definitely better with the ball at his feet than De Gea. Not as good of a saver, ball shot stopper.
Saver,
a general saver of the ball. Sorry, it's got turned his back to me. Sorry, it's a fucking mess. I have to say it. Like, we signed Tom Heaton. I don't know. We have so many goalies, and Romero finally left on a free, poor guy. RIP. Sergio Romero, shout out to him. He was a hell of a player.
Love
him. He was a great backup player. You know, we should have played him more. So I have no idea what's going on in the goal. I couldn't tell you who's going to start. Probably Dean Henderson would probably be the first. Who's going to start the Leeds game? Probably Dean.
He hasn't earned it.
I'm not saying he has. I'm just saying, you asked, who do you think is going to start? I think probably him.
Yeah, the only thing I could say Henderson is better than De Gea is saving penalties, and De Gea is absolutely the worst keeper saving penalties in the history of the game.
Who would have told you that?
But that's the only thing I could say. I think that bringing Hendo back has screwed the pooch more than it's helped. Because Hendo at Sheffield United was, I watched him at Sheffield United. He was unbelievable. He has not been that keeper for Manchester United. And if he was that keeper for Manchester United, he would be the bang on number one. And so we're in this no man's land now. Sir, so it's like, we'll keep you posted. It's going to be very interesting how this, how Ole deals with this very sensitive keeper drama. Last bit of news here, the Rashford surgery that's rumored here, grinding my gears. Marcus Rashford comes on for England against Ukraine when they're up 4-0. He clearly isn't featuring because he has an injury. Otherwise, he'd be starting, sir. Seems to me like he's trying to ride the bench to this trophy that England will probably bottle. And then he's delaying his surgery, rumored. So this is all speculation. Rumored surgery, he's delaying it, and he could miss significant portion of this season. As a fan of Manchester United, how does this sit with you? To me, it's a bitter taste. I have to think he's injured, otherwise he'd start for England. There's no way he's going to be that ancillary where he only comes up when they're up four. It seems to me he's injured. They know it. He's not playing. And he's going to get surgery. If he does do that, he's not going to be back for a while for United. We want to win trophies. I think the summer is a perfect time to do the surgery. What do you think?
I mean, we got a little bit of a spat about this. Just, you know, for everybody's context, all the American Red Devils listening in around the world, we talk about this shit nonstop. Even off the pod, we're talking about Manchester United all the time. One of which was, why is Rashford playing with an obvious injury? Here's the thing. He gritted out the end of the 2020-21 season for Manchester United with an injury so he could play in the Euros for England. So I get it. And there's a whole thing like, oh, he's getting paid big money to play for a club. You're getting paid no money to play for your home country. But imagine us as Yanks, if you're playing for America in the World Cup and you like, well, maybe I can offer a little bit. Even though I'm injured, I'm still going to gut it out just so I can play and feature for my team. I get it, sir. And he'll get his surgery after the Euros when England crash out against when they play in Denmark. I hope not. I'm rooting for England, but you know they are bottlers. But that being said, is like
no, but he's not. He's playing bit part. He's not he like is. if he was like, dude, he played serious role injured for United during the season, and then like credit to Marcus Rashford. But if he was playing and starting for England and like manage the injury while trying to like bring England on his back to a trophy. But if he's just on the bench playing like good feels guy and then getting a run out when England has already dusted the game, that doesn't seem like it adds up, right? That's more of what kind of irks me. If he's playing to get surgery and England knows not to play him and he's kind of just like riding the bench to this trophy. Love Marcus Rashford. He's above reproach in all things. But I mean, realistically, if he keeps running these injuries, it's going to catch up to him. You know, it's like he almost should be getting surgery mid-United season at the end of last year. You know, as much as I hate to say it as a fan, it's like he should say, hey, I need to get healthy, number one. Sorry, United, I can't be in the Europa League final. Like, it doesn't matter anyway, right? It's only Europa League final. It's not Champions League. And then I'm going to have to miss Euros, and I'll get healthy for next year. And then we got the World Cup. So there's a lot to play for. And when do you stop to get surgery? And if you're riding it out, I mean, I don't know. We're not in the Rashford camp, but
I think you get it after the summer. After the Euros, he's going to go and get surgery. Shoulder, ankle. I think he's got multiple surgeries to get. And now you're in a good position because
he's too tough.
In a position where you have options in attack, bro, right? You don't need to be that worried because you just signed Jadon Sancho. You could play Jadon Sancho on the left. You could play Mason Greenwood on the right, Cavani up top, and then Rashford can have, he's going to need a while, probably needs like November to get back fit based on the surgeries that are being rumored for him to have. I get it, sir. I get where you're from. You probably should have gotten surgeries in February, but we thought we might be winning some silverware this year. That didn't happen. Now we got to get him healthy for next year. That starts once England's campaign in Euro 2021 is over.
Yeah, I think the image that will forever be burned in my mind was when he was on crutches heading into the England camp when he was injured for United, and he was crutching in, and it was like literally international break, and be like, what is he doing on crutches at England? Like, there's something there that doesn't add up to me. But you know, I hope
I think that's it.
He's too tough for his own good. And look, Marcus Rashford, he's the man. Honestly, you do you, Marcus.
He played with a broken vertebrae. He played with a broken back, bro. This guy is tough.
But he's too tough for his own good. And I just wish he just got some time to rest and heal up. Because even if he had surgery at the end of this last season, he still needs more time to rest and then get back up to fitness, man. And I really hope that everything goes well with Marcus. Jumping into fan questions at Dave Paws. Quote, realistically, Sancho and Varane will be a good window. And I think this word's grossly misspelled, so I'm not even gonna say it. I think losing Pogba and De Gea to free agent might free up enough funds to go into the Haaland pot for next year. So I mentioned earlier on the pod, you know, Cavani is kind of like that duct tape for next year. You really need to get the big number nine. Who that is, it's got to be Haaland. Hoping Chelsea don't get him this summer. The only club that might pay $250 million. Would be a Russian billionaire laundering money.
Or an oil-rich Middle Eastern country like City.
No, but yeah. They've been Kane. They're Kane Grealish. They are going then Haaland, Chelsea. I don't think they're getting both.
Yeah, the thing is, like, I'm not as worried about next year. I'm worried about this year because I think like there are deals to be had this year.
I know.
Haaland would be great, but I think it's very unlikely. I think we had our chance. Swing and a miss. Murtaugh, £3 million. We missed that one. Oh, the time zones are different in Europe. Who knew? And then $30 million. Ed Woodward swinging a miss. Nope, we're not paying the agent fees. I just think we've lost our chance. Now I'm like, okay, I like Cavani. Cavani, you know, if he stays healthy, we could re-sign him again, dude. Because he offers such a versatile experience set. He's got unbelievable movement. He's a great finisher, and he's a great guy. He's like a guy, the mindset and mentality. He's a leader.
I'm not worried about that right now. He's a guy you want to be friends with.
Sir. I want to hang out. I want to drink mate. Hey,
you got nice hair, Cavani. I want to hang out with
you. You're the man. He seems like a great guy.
You're the man.
I'm sorry I talked shit when we signed you at the end of the window.
Not quite Grealish calves. Not quite Varane.
You seen those calves, bro?
So if you had Grealish, Varane, and Cavani, you could hang out with either one. Which one are you picking?
I hang out with Cavani. I mean, that's where you're going. Cavani's like you go to the woods with, like Grealish you want to go to Vegas with. Like, I'd love to go to Jack Grealish in Vegas.
Yes, sir. Yeah.
The wife would not be thrilled.
Next tweet at MMayBa13, quote, just want to throw it out that fifth tier Wrexham have TikTok as their new shirt sponsor, and we have Team Viewer. Wrexham is owned by Ryan Reynolds and Always Sunny Mac. So those two celebrities got the TikTok deal. That's a cooler sponsor than Team Viewer, sir. I'm not really worried who's on the shirt. I'm worried about how much they paid to get on the shirt. And Team Viewer did not pay as much as Chevrolet. And that is a mark to market on the value of our brand. And that was a tough one. What do you make of this?
No, that's the, I mean, we talked about Team Viewer ad nauseum, sir, over the last 6 months. It's a
Team Viewer.
What do they call it, dude? What do they call it in tech? It's a down round. It's like our valuation was high and it's dipped, bro, because that is a down.
Sell.
Exactly. That means like we are on the wane. We are on the decline, which is part of the reason we were able to buy season tickets. So Team Viewer, hopefully they get bought out by a fat money sponsor deal in 2 to 3 years after United has returned to glory, won the Champions League, won the title
again.
It's our delusion. Delusions of grandeur.
Can Manchester United score? They always score.
Fucking this club, bro. This club has history just coming out of its ears. I love this club. Stop it. Playing Yellow Submarine, Villarreal, Gdansk. Kill me now. 120 minutes of hell.
We'll have to do a bet where whoever loses has to rewatch that game.
Never. All right, never.
At United Dondo, quote, Euro predictions?
I think Italy are going to win it. They look good. They look really good. I want England to win it. Come on, I'm rooting for England all in, baby. We got Maguire looking like a worldie. Shaw looking like the best left back in the world. I'd love to say it, but I think England make it through to the final. They beat Denmark. Italy beat Spain. I think Italy are a really solid team. So I think
Italy looked like the best team.
They do.
They did lose their left back, who was just absolutely lights out. He snapped his Achilles. So that could affect them. To me, the team, it's got to be TV Denmark. Denmark, absolutely love Denmark. Shout out to Freddie. Shout out to you, Boston, as well. When it comes to Denmark, what happened? when it comes to Denmark, Eriksen going down, them winning the Euros. They won the Euros, I think, way back
92.
In the 92, sir. I studied abroad in Denmark. Loved the country. Couldn't happen to a better country. I loved the fighting through adversity, losing their best player, going on to win. That being said, England wouldn't be a bad number two, but they have a history of just, you know, Croatia in the World Cup. They were riding high, and, you know, Croatia did them dirty. You know, so if England can, if they can win it, you know, I just think Southgate, those players, you know, Southgate goes missing, Sterling goes missing. I don't know. It's going to be tough. Italy looks like the team that's like ripping right now. They're on all cylinders. It's theirs to lose. I think you're right.
No, it's going to be really interesting. But, you know, England, you could argue they have the most talented squad left in the tournament. They should win
it. Yes, but then you got the written in the stars team like Denmark, and you got the most talented team, England, and then you got Italy, who's got all the mojo flowing. So it's going to be interesting next week, and then the final is next weekend, correct?
I believe so.
That's going to be awesome.
Semis are Tuesday, Wednesday.
Love being in a neutral and not caring. What are your 4th of July traditions, sir? What are our 4th of July traditions?
Well, this guy has a birthday pretty near to the 4th, so we usually get together with you. This guy, big, you know, big birthday guy, likes his ice cream cake. So we usually get together. Used to have fireworks. Fireworks aren't as big of a deal in Northern California because of the fire risk. They're pretty hardcore here. No Roman candles in the neighborhood.
Yeah, no, 4th of July traditions in Jersey were just like barbecuing. You and me always, we lived close together, even growing up in Jersey. We would be barbecuing, sir. And now that we have our own families here, I'm down the street. You're coming over to my house. We're going to grill it up.
That's it.
Hang out with the little boys. I got a soccer goal in the backyard. They'll kick the ball around, have a laugh. So just really chilling on 4th of July. Absolutely love it. The fireworks in the Bay Area are tough. You can have a view of the fireworks from my spot, but it's foggy. So you just get kind of a lot of sounds and then, you know, flashing clouds. There's not really in dogs, the Bay Area.
Dogs love fireworks. I learned the hard way.
Yeah, I got a new pup and I didn't even think about that. So, and then the last part at United Dondo, we really appreciate you always giving us the banter here. Is Murtaugh actually different than Eddie Woodward?
I don't know. I mean, we were certainly saying he wasn't, but I think this summer transfer window will tell. There have been some good indications that he's trying to get deals done early, which was the antithesis of how
Woodward doing the lists and then what Jughead's doing the deals, right?
Okay, we'll see. I can't say it yet. So I can't say whether or not Murtaugh's different yet until the window closes. When the window closes, we'll know if he's different.
I can't wait for Ed Woodward to leave Manchester United.
Take the Glaciers with you.
Gonna be a great day. Kick him out the door. See you later, Ed Woodward. Love it, sir. I hate Ed Woodward. Can't wait. That's going to be, talk about season tickets were pumped. Sancho were pumped. Eddie Woodward hit the door. Don't let the door hit you on the way out. Create a Twitter handle so we can tweet you, Woody. Yeah, how about that? Show us spine. At T. Zolska here, quote, do we get Varane, sir? What do you think?
I think we're going to. I think the stars have aligned.
You just jinxed it.
Well, you asked me a question. Yes, I think he just jinxed it. No, I don't think we're going to get Varane. Well, what the fuck were you smoking earlier in the pot? This is Kai. Sorry. Call the pot. He's getting too wiry.
Sir, I absolutely love
you. You think we'll get Varane?
Sir, I love just shouting in the middle of the Summer Muppetry, sir. You love to have it. Do you realistically think we can get three more players across the line? So that'd be in addition to Sancho.
And Heaton, what about Heaton, bro?
We've been saying Sancho, we're terrible. Sancho with cheese, double Sancho with cheese. Sir, three more?
Like I said, I want three worldies to make us challenge for the Premier League next season, give us the tools to challenge the Champions League. Sancho's one, Varane will be two. If you got a third, a CDM, that would be too good to be true. I think it's more likely we get a CDM project, but if we get three, it's like, let's go, baby. Ole, you got nowhere to hide. Go win it. Go close. You got to go close. You don't have to win it. You got to be close.
My three would be center back, right back, CDM. That would be the same.
Three left, you mean?
Yeah, three.
Yeah, that'd be great.
Yeah, assuming we don't get Holland.
Not getting Holland.
Next one here, AB_man99. Quote, what do you, sirs, feel about the retention of Deadwood FC?
We talked about it. You know, other than like the Joneses, I don't put Matic and Mata in the Joneses of the world. I think they have a lot more to offer than Pink, Lamborghini, Phil Jones. So I'm okay with it. You know, we need the kind of like the shore up, and you need the experience. There's so many young kids in this team that you need that little bit of that mentality. Sir, you got an opinion. Let's hear it.
So as far as Deadwood FC, you know, like they're, sir, losing players is tough to deal with. So retention is better. Retention and leaving on a free is better than just like having to replace them right away. I don't think any of Deadwood we really need to replace, but it's good to have depth. I mean, you're talking about how many competitions Manchester United in. You know, the fact Mata will sign a deal and not knowing if he's going to play a lot of games is an advantage to Manchester United, realistically. It's also an advantage that Mata just wants to hang around until 2023, knowing he might not play a lot, right? So I think having these like experienced players around in training, around the grounds in general is good for all the youth we have. And you can clearly see like Ole's tenure at United, right? We're talking about points. We're talking about trophies. We're talking about semifinals. But what you should be thinking about is like, look at the mess he inherited and now look at where this ship is going with the players that he has. And clearly we are starting to see there is a team that is forming here for the long term of this club, not Perisic for too much money, not signing Sanchez, please, not signing all these players. We're talking about young, talented players that are locked up long term.
That want to be there.
That want to be there, that are buying into something bigger. Sancho for 5 years. He's 21. Bruno, we're going to relock up Bruno. Look at Shaw. What's going on, right? So Ole is almost like director of football with Murtaugh and coach, and I love the way the team is heading. I love what we're seeing. Look at England. Look at the players. Look at getting Sancho in. Look at thinking about Varane. Look at the quality. Look at what Ole wants to do. It's the bigger picture, and it takes time. And time is something that managers usually don't have. But given the shit show that is the boardroom, I really do like how Ole's navigating this. They're not rushing. And right now, adding Sancho and a center back, it's better to keep these players around than not, because you're starting to see the transition and it's going to give us more time. The more years Cavani hangs around, the more time we have for the number nine, Greenwood, to come to that role. Same with Matic, same with Mata. I really do like this process right now.
I'm with you. Same with, especially because like if you were to sell a De Gea or a Pogba, you want to have a little continuity, not just have too much new blood that can totally screw up the ship. And they're good personalities. Everything we hear about Juan Mata, obviously Juan Mata, everyone knows he's like the nicest guy in Manchester, but Matic too is like he's professional, disciplined, good guy as well. And I still think he has something to offer. So I'm excited. Let's go, baby.
Last one here. This is an easy one, sir. At B.Mitch23, if we sign Varane, do we strip Jones of number 4?
Absolutely. I didn't even know Jones still had a number.
So, look, that's the podcast. A few outstanding questions, sir. I believe it was like, do you get an assist if you are taken down on a penalty? I think it was that one. And then name a player who's gone out on loan for Manchester United that has come back and made an impact. Another one, Fosu Mensah didn't do well on loan. I'm just kind of running through the Rolodex. I'm sure if you go back in the day, but modern time, that escapes me. So
Dino would be the only argument for it.
But he hasn't come back and played well.
He played well at times, but you're right.
He's like 70% of what he was for Sheffield. He was the best keeper in the league. Now, I don't think he was the best keeper in the league. No. I think if he played like he did at Sheffield, he would be number one finishing the year and starting the Europa League final.
Well, that would be the case. Yeah, because Pickford looked a little sketchy yesterday. But, sir, I agree. I'm not disagreeing. Loans are tough, man. It's hard to make a loan to come back and then all of a sudden you're a starter. So I agree.
Jesse Lingard, if he comes back and plays well, though, he could break the trend, right? He went on loan, gangbusters.
We should be selling his ass, bro.
I know, sir. I'm going to miss the flavor saver. Sir, what a podcast. Let's get into the top 10 cities last 7 days.
Number one, how you doing? Dublin, Ireland. Appreciate you. New York. Adelaide, Australia. I think I said that right.
That's right.
Cape Town, South Africa. Chi-town, United States, Illinois. San Francisco, California. Telford, United Kingdom. Austin, Texas. Shorewood, Illinois. I can't even speak today. And last but not least, Saddlebrook, New Jersey. Appreciate all the American Red Devils listening week in, week out. Happy Independence Day to the greatest country in the world, USA. Greatest team in the world, Manchester United, sir. Future is bright. This team, sir, keep investing. We're on. And then another. More. Get the dead wood out. Sir, get the bad personalities out. Let's kick off from here.
It's an hour and 15 minutes on July 4th. Summer transfer upstream. American Red Devils pod never sleeps, sir. We saved it. We didn't do an emerging pod when Sancho was announced. So we decided to just break it down. If you like the podcast, support us on Patreon. Check out our website, www.americanreddevils.com. Leave a review on iTunes. Subscribe wherever you get your podcast. Sir, we love this game. We love this club. Season ticket holders.
Ooh.
Sancho, let's go, sir. Villarreal, totally forget about it.
Who?
Totally forget about it, sir. As always.
Kicking a blue.